This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, and his wife have been charged with bribery offenses in connection with their relationship with three businessmen, federal prosecutors said on Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New York accused the defendants of accepting thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using Menendez's power and influence as a senator to seek to protect and enrich the businessmen and benefit the government of Egypt. Prosecutors said the bribes included cash, gold, payments toward a home mortgage, compensation for a job with minimum requirements, a luxury vehicle, and other things of value. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his efforts to shore up the support of Western allies with a visit to Canada. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Climate activists, including Greta Thunberg, gathered in the Swedish capital to mark the Global Day of Climate Strikes on Friday. Thunberg, marching with fellow protesters and holding a megaphone, shouted, "The people united will never be defeated." Youth activists worldwide call for climate justice and urge decision makers to take concrete climate actions. This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping called on the West to lift sanctions on Syria and offered Beijing's help in rebuilding the war-shattered country on Friday during rare talks with Syria's long-ostracized leader Bashar al-Assad. Their meeting in the Chinese city of Hangzhou gave a boost to Assad's campaign to return to the global stage while allowing China to advance its strategic interest in the Middle East, where it's already aligned with Iran and Saudi Arabia. After a lull, asylum seekers have adapted to U.S. immigration changes and have again overwhelmed border agents, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Biden administration is sending 800 active-duty military troops to the border, adding to the 2,500 National Guard members there. In tiny Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 6,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. in 2 days. And in remote Jacamba Hot Springs, California, Colombian Carlos Andres Vasquez says processing is backlogged. He says 20 people were packed like animals in the back of a van. Some border crossings have been forced to temporarily close in recent days to move agents to overwhelmed facilities. I'm Norman Hall.
Opposition politicians in Australia say the limited scope and powers of an inquiry into the country's approach to COVID-19 will make it a complete waste of time after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the government probe on Thursday. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The federal inquiry follows up to 20 other state probes into COVID-19 in Australia. Experts hope the new inquiry will provide a comprehensive nationwide assessment of Australia's response to the pandemic. Only federal government decisions, not those of state and territory authorities, will be scrutinised. Opposition lawmakers have said the probe, therefore, will not go far enough. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Iran announced Friday the restoring of diplomatic ties with Djibouti more than 7 years after it joined other regional nations in severing ties with Tehran in support of Saudi Arabia. The decision by the strategic Horn of Africa nation came months after a Shiite-dominated Iran and Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia resumed relations under a China-brokered deal announced in March. Djibouti cut ties with Tehran in January 2016 after attacks on Saudi missions during protests over Riyadh's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Other Saudi allies, including Bahrain, also severed relations in solidarity after Riyadh's breaking of ties with Iran. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.